Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And you're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for needlework artists, back from our holiday break.
Yes. Which was nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And this time, now last year, as I recall, you and I recorded two or three of them during the holiday break. We didn't even have to do that. We had enough recorded ahead of time. It was pretty cool. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Nice little away. Break.
Put it away. Yeah. Well, you know, and you know, we go twice a week with something all year long. We missed one or two there. But, yeah, at some point, it's just nice to just stop it. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Take a little break. Take a little break.
Yep. Did not get any stitching done because I was riding my bike trying to get to 7,000 miles for the year, which I did. And there were...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was pretty pleased because most I've ever done prior to this is 5,000. And 5,000 is no small feat. Yeah, so it was 1,000 miles, maybe even a little more in December alone. Because I hit my, on the 10th, I hit my goal, my planned goal, which was 6,250, which is essentially 10,000 kilometers, which is was the goal. And then I was going to do a 500 kilometer thing at the end of the month, because that's a national challenge. And so I thought, well, all right, in the interim, I'll probably ride, you know, another 100, 150 miles. Well, now I'm about 6,800 miles. Well, 7,000, I mean, come on. So
right. You're within shooting distance,
right.
You know.
That's yeah, and I can't go a whole year and go, oh, man, I really wish I'd pushed it. So I pushed it. And, yeah, there were several days where I was riding my bike, have something to eat, and then just be a zombie the rest of the day. My legs were shot, just destroyed, you know, so.
I wondered, because it didn't look like you were taking rest days, and that was like, wow, that's amazing.
And I try to do a rest day one day a week, usually. I mean, you just can't keep doing it. Your body's got to recover. But nope, I pounded them through every day. It was nuts.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. That's great. No stitching, huge. But you got your miles in.
Nope. And then I was ticked because we left on the 31st to go to our son's house in Illinois because our granddaughter's birthday is the 4th and they celebrate it on the 1st. You know, have the whole family and everything. And I thought, all right, every time we go, Margaret usually has friends we go see. And, you know, every time I go, I'll pack up a whole bag full of needlework and then end up bringing it home, you know, because there's family, there's this, there's that. And so this time I'm not doing it. What happens? All kinds of idle time, could have stitched. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going, ugh. You know, just,
Moral
all I had to
is
do
is
throw stuff. Yep.
Always something. Yep. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be just a lonely little project that you've not touched in years.
I heard you in my head as I'm sitting there idling away, scrolling on the phone. I heard Beth going, always take something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Won't make
you
that
might
mistake.
You might never touch it. It's like a security blanket.
Yep. I will not make that mistake again. We'll be going back probably end of the month, early February, because our second granddaughter will be born in the middle of the month. So,
oh, exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yep. But needlework will be going with me, guaranteed.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Yep. So,
You won't touch it this time, but, you know, at least you'll have it.
I will touch it because I am under the umbrella of the Beth Ellicott Stitch Every Day Challenge. So I will be touching it.
Oh.
Every day. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So you joined my challenge.
I am in on your challenge. Yep. I did not on the first 4 days because we were gone. And then we came back and I had a day where I couldn't do it. But was the 5th. Yeah, the 5th I started. So the challenge is to at least do a few stitches every day on something. And
right.
Yep.
Right. And And actually, it's from, I think the Sampler Guild sent it, the challenge out, the one from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, oh, someone had stitched every day. And I thought, I stitch pretty much every day. I'm going to take that challenge. And it can be knitting, it can be quilting. Someone said, well, I can never stitch every day. They have, their life won't allow them. And I'm like, so do you touch your stash? Count that. Just count rearranging it, petting your fabric, whatever you want to do, as long as you've done something with your
Something.
needlework.
Yep.
Something,
Something.
something, something.
Yep. Well, I'm in 100%. So, because I was thinking, all right, I can ride 7,000 miles. I can ride, I think I missed one day in December. Finally had to have a rest day in early December. And doggone it, I can put a few stitches in every day. I can find 10 minutes somewhere to put in a few stitches. So,
Right. And I advise too that you have something that's easy for those days that, your brain is dead, that you don't feel like picking up a complicated piece that requires a lot of brain power. Something that's just some X's or a needlepoint piece that you're just doing the background or whatever. So that way you can have something to do. And it doesn't, just 10 stitches, 5 minutes, one length of thread, whatever works for you.
Well, it's not like I lack projects. That is not an issue.
We were talking. I see you're on your list is what's Beth doing this year? And one of my goals is to go through my whole stash and or kind of organize it,
Okay.
quote unquote.
Okay. Finger
We'll
quotes.
see.
Okay. Air quotes.
Yeah,
Yep.
air
Okay.
quotes, big air quotes. But someone, I told someone I was trying to do that, and they'd say, it would take me all year to do that. And I'm like, it might take me a year to do
It might be up
that.
for me.
I need to.
You might
So
discover something that you forgot about.
I already have,
I figured you had.
which is scary. In fact, you remember how we were talking, where is it? Oh, here it is. We were talking the other day on the last, I think it was a live show, about how Kim was selling, they were the Sunday stitches, they were all the hymns, and I couldn't find my chart.
Found it. Oh yeah, the heartstring sampler. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Found it. Look at
Found it.
that.
And so I don't think she's this wasn't I don't think this book is necessarily part of it, but it's all the littles that came in this book. And I know I held off so I could, because I knew they were she was releasing this book, which is because I knew I wanted them all. But it made me laugh. I was like, I
Forgot all
started
about
opening things and I was like, there it is. Look, I
Forgot
found
all about
something.
it.
Scary. Terrible, scary. In fact, yeah, we kind of went back and forth over Christmas about a couple of things that I have.
You have a small a wholesale warehouse is what you have. You don't have a stash.
No, inventory. I like Robin's word, inventory.
She's right. So okay, so well, look, Sunday's guest is Kevin Lustig. And Kevin does needlepoint, but he does his own designs. And a lot of his designs are commentaries on everyday life. And he has an exhibit in a storefront in the Garment District in New York City that runs through the end of the month. So if you're in New York City, you'll want to check that out. But a fascinating individual, really had a great conversation with him. And then his needlework art is unique. I don't think we've seen anything like it. So.
Yeah, and I couldn't join you on that, and but it was I went and looked at his stuff, and I was like, this stuff is great. He's very creative, and I just loved it. I thought that was great. It's going to be an interesting show to listen to.
And it's the kind of thing like his commentary, the commentary he builds into his designs, because you look at his designs and it's just, oh, that's nice. And then you look at it again and, oh, there's a message here.
Right.
He's right. Very, very good at it. So that's Sunday, Kevin Lustig, Lustik, if you want to look him up, Kevin Lustig. So what's going to happen in 2025 with FiberTalk, I think, is a question. The biggest thing is our weekend, and that's March 21 to 23. WeTalkFiber.com/weekend is the address. And for those of you watching the video, it's right there at the bottom of the screen. Go there and sign up. Now, if you're gonna take advantage of the room rate, you have to sign up by February 18. That's when the hotel blocks, the hotel takes back whatever we don't use. I would like to say that we are using all of the hotel, all the rooms in the block, but that has not been the case so far. So sign up. If you've been putting it off, get yourself registered. WeTalkFiber.com/weekend. And there, on that page, then at the right, there's a description of what we're doing, and then there's a link, and that's a PDF. You download that PDF that gives you every detail, what you have to do, how to get registered. You send in a registration. Margo will send you an invoice for the $300 for the event, and then a link to the hotel, and you can book your room. Now, if you're in the area, in the St. Louis area, and you're going to drive, each day, it's not like the big national seminars where you have to use the hotel room or pay an extra fee, or you got a friend in the St. Louis area and you're going to stay with him or her, that's okay. But get yourself registered, soon here. So, cause we're going to start getting to the point where the hotel needs counts and for right. food and other right. things. So get registered. Now we've added two classes. I think we knew about the Sassy Jacks one the last time we talked. I think we knew about that. But so we have all of us co-hosts doing a class, and then Kim will be there, and she's going to teach a class on finishing. So and you need to come with a project already stitched, and she's going to send a small design. But if you go to the website, the sassyjackstitchery.com, and scroll down on that homepage, there's one that she did for our 500th show, and then there's another one that is famous person. Not coming to mind.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
Not Rosa Parks. Oh, okay.
I think it was. There's two of them, two small charts there. Those, Kim says, will both work for the class, but you need to show up with something stitched. Do you need to have it completed? Probably not. Do you need to have at least the outline so you know the size? Yes, because you're going to actually finish something. She wants you to, so you need to show up with something. Or if you go there and see, all right, this is a dimension, I already have something stitched, that dimension that's not finished, bring that, whatever. But so Kim is going to teach a class on finishing. So if you got, who doesn't have things in a drawer? Beth doesn't. I do.
No.
Beth's are all stitched, all finished, all hanging on walls, pillows, right. all of them.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Absolutely not.
So finishing, Kim is going to teach that. And then Kim is going to bring a shop. She's going to bring a small shop. So you'll be able to shop at the event, charts, threads, I don't know what all she's going to bring, but she's going to bring a shop so that you can buy things right there in the hotel room or in the stitching area. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah. That'll be nice because inevitably somebody will forget something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And now keep in mind that this is March 21 to 23, so it'll be, 3 weeks after the Nashville show.
Oh, wow.
Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And I'm quite sure that if you contact Kim ahead of time and say, I want to buy some Nashville charts, that she'll be happy to bring them to you and save some postage.
She's got them. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
So keep that in mind, too. Mm-hmm. And if there are things you want, let her know so she can bring them. Don't go, oh, you didn't bring this. And, Yeah. Be proactive. So yeah. Kim and Everett, we should have like a meet and greet with Everett, I think.
Yes. He is such a nice man.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, I don't know if Everett would like that.
Probably not. And I'm saying we should have a meet and greet, but haven't talked about that with Everett or Kim. But he's one of the...
Maybe we should bribe him. Maybe we could bribe him with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But all we'll have to bribe with is stitching, which, yeah.
I'm guessing, let's ask him, maybe there's a special food he likes we could bribe him with or something. Say, we'll bring this if you...
If you give us an hour so people can meet you. Because, one of the truly great people. Yep.
Yes.
One of my favorite people on the planet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Sassy Jack Stitchery will be there with a shop, and Kim is teaching a class. And then early December, we did a show with Jeanette Tombaugh of, Jeanette Tombaugh of Mountain Peak Studios. I have it right here on a post-it note, Mountain Peak Studio. So Jeanette, Needlepoint Design, and Jeanette is going to do a class to help you think outside the box and enhance your designs with macrame and luteador. Is that how we say it? Luteador?
I don't know.
L-U-T-R, paper.
Paper.
Right. Now, the focus will be using this paper, and she uses it in a couple of her designs, this luteador paper. So this is going to be a chance to experience something that I guarantee, unless you've had a class from Jeanette in the past, that you haven't experienced. That class requires you to buy a $10 kit. And so if you sign up for the when you sign up for the event and then sign up for that class, then we'll send you the information you need so you can purchase that kit from Jeanette. It's just $10. But that's the materials you need for the class, and then she'll show you how to use it and what to do with it, and then she'll bring that. It's not like you have to order it and it has to come in and you have to remember to bring it. You just order it and then she'll bring the kits. So, you know, no brainer stuff there. You don't have to get on the plane or get in your car and go, oh, I forgot that. We'll make sure it's there for you.
And I think that's great, because that's going to be an interesting way to enhance. She does canvas work, but I'm sure you can apply it in other areas of needlework.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So the whole purpose is, I do the stitching, but what more can I do? How can I enhance? How can I take things? And she said that the paper will be the focus, but she's also going to talk about macrame, which is an interesting addition to needlework. And then just spoken with... what's her name about macrame? I forget what her name is. Yeah. Anyway, come on. I had the book right here.
You had the book right there. I don't have it.
I moved the book.
What's it called?
Her name is Isabella Strombio. Mindful macrame. I can see it on the table over there where I moved it to. Macrame is not the big heavy jute stuff anymore. It's actually cool stuff. So adding macrame to needlework is an interesting concept. So that whole class. So Jeanette is going to teach a class that will help you go beyond. So that'll be fascinating.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. And then Robin and Beth and Cindy and I will all be doing classes. And then we'll have the table where Jennifer will be, where you get to do some tamari, get to try tamari and slow stitching. Now, Jennifer was last week did a show with her. She was going to set up tamari balls at different stages. So you'll be able to see the different stages. And she'll have, the long needles and all the things so you can give it a try, which is pretty cool because, the overhead to start tamari is a bit. You know, right. you don't just pick it up.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Right.
So this will be a chance with someone who actually knows what they're doing, which helps. And we've proven time and again, Jennifer knows exactly what she's doing when it comes to Tamari.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. So that's going to be an opportunity too. And the whole idea is to come stitch for the weekend and then have these opportunities to learn, but not go home with another project, another $300 project that you either like or semi-like, and it may get stitched or it may not, but to come home with a whole bunch of knowledge that really helps your needlework grow.
Right. Yeah. Spend time with friends stitching, and I've already been told I have to have a casket table, so I've got to get... Yeah. I've got to decide what I'm going to haul.
Yep, that's right. We're going to have caskets there. Yes, we're going to have it. So if you are a casket stitcher, we're going to have a table with caskets on it. So you all you casket people can get together in your own little clique, your little...
We're going to sit over in the corner and work on our caskets.
Uppity classic casket stitch clique. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, right, right.
So get yourself registered, wetalkfiber.com/weekend. Get registered, the sooner the better, because we are coming up on those days in February where we're going to have to give some count numbers, and so we'd like to have a good idea for the hotel. And then February 18 is the deadline for the room rate, to get the room rate for the event. So do that, wetalkfiber.com/weekend. Is the all the stuff is there. It's all there because I just updated it the other day. It's all there, every bit of it. So, and then if you were with us on Christmas Day, Jessica Grimm was with us. And that was so cool because she was just in the audience, and then she was able to join us for the whole thing. So we had Robin and Cindy and Jessica and me and Beth in the audience because she was doing family things. Yeah. So we are planning to do the Tour de France again. Jessica's all geared up to do that. So we're planning to do the Tour de France, men, and I think we'll do women again.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's coming up in the summer in July. And, that's the, time when I do that in the morning and then go out in the heat of the day and ride my bike. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, yeah.
Yeah, so, the way around. You know, what can you do? And last year we were getting on and they were done.
I know.
It was weird.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that, what we're going to do, because those guys are just getting so fast anymore that we may have to start earlier.
Yeah,
which, you know, breakfast at the tour or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But Jessica will be joining us for that. And we'll get Paula Lima in on a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That'd be fun. That was a lot of fun last year. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot. So plan on that. That's in the summer, but, you know, it's January, and January is quickly going by already. So these things. Now, we were going back and forth here in the last couple of days, because we talked about the Northern Expressions Needlework Phoenix Band Sampler. Yes, that one.
Yes.
Okay, so it's happened. You and Cindy and I have decided we're going to do this.
It's Cindy's fault. It's Cindy's fault. This one I'm blaming Cindy, because she's the one who pointed it out to us.
Yes. So, Northern Expressions Needlework, going to try and get her to do a show with us. She's on Etsy. Her shop is on Etsy. Mm-hmm. And the Phoenix Band Sampler, and I ordered the threads, Cindy ordered the threads, and Beth's warehouse had all the threads she needs.
And I was surprised that Cindy didn't have enough stash to do, but I didn't ask.
I think Cindy has enough stash. She just went ahead and ordered the threads.
Well, and I can't blame her, because the one that's called Phoenix from Fiberlicious is a gorgeous. I don't think it's too variegated. So I am using Black Swan.
Here, just 36 a second. We're gonna get a Beth. I didn't. You know, you'd think I'd set these things up ahead of time, but I don't.
Okay. We're rusty. We're rusty people.
Yeah.
So there it is, the 46 count. And this is more than enough because it's a half a year, fat half. So
okay,
you know.
All right. Now let's back up a little bit. So you have 46 count black swan.
No, 36. 36.
36. Okay.
I said 46.
And I'm doing black swan 40 count.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
but I had this, and I am going to try to use my stash this year. That's part of the I have an open pen. I want to move out of the way. Use my stash this year instead of investing so much. Then I want to put this on it. I didn't want to pull all this out. But so this is my – oh, it's blowing out. Let me pull back. It's very much more – the Phoenix is much more red and orange.
Okay.
And this is a little more peachy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But – I also have, as I unwrap things, because I want to keep them semi-organized, and my light is kind of blowing out here. I also have this red. Oh, see, it's coming out orange, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's not. It's bright red.
Okay.
And then I have a yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I have Gloriana. This is a one of, but I have three of them, so there should be enough.
And if you're not if you're not watching the video, most people would hold up one or two skeins. Best holding up these massive chunks of thread.
Okay, so these are silks for you. I bought them years ago when there was a sale, and I was like, oh well. And this looks brown, but it's a maroon. It's a big hank of maroon. I could give you the numbers. This is PR098 for anyone who wants to know. I don't know if I'm using that one because it's kind of more maroon. I don't know what the bright red is. I just dropped my yellow, which is PR002. The Gloriana is one of. You can't get it. And I don't know what this peach yellow is. And then, because I needed some more oranges, I went through my Vicky Clayton stash.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled umber.
Mm-hmm.
And terracotta. I have two different terracotta colors, and then gold rush. Oh, I have three terracotta colors.
There we go.
Interesting. So I should have enough. I should have enough.
Okay, so for you, this is, I know I have enough threads to cover the range of colors. So then as you stitch, you will likely adjust and say this one, not this one.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay.
And especially with I'm going to start with this one variegated that's kind of a peachy with a yellow, a golden yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I know her base has more orange, and I thought, and I was kind of like, oh, should I just go ahead and get what she's called for? And I thought, no, I have enough. This will work. I'm surprised it's not showing up.
Yeah,
it's not
working out quite right. Yeah, that's all right. We get the idea, I think.
So, but it's, I just figure I need to use some of the stuff. It's, you know, if you don't use it, it'll be trash, you know, and I love this red. Anyway, we'll see what works. And I'll just, as I go, I'll just adjust, as you said. But
yeah.
I've got to. This needs to be on scroll bars.
Yes.
There's no way we could stitch this on a, I don't think you could stitch, I guess you could stitch it on a hoop, but I know I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not doing it on a hoop. No way.
It has specialty stitches.
Right. So I want to back up, okay? And I'll insert on the page for the podcast, we'll put a picture so you can see what best threads will look like. And then I'll insert it in the video. So just so people will know, we're going to start this, and we'll give the Fiberlicious is the silk threads that are specified for this thing. And they were talking 4 to 6 weeks, and I ordered mine 2 days ago, and they shipped them like in 2 days. So they must have already dyed a bunch for this particular design. But we'll give 2 or 3 weeks before we start working on this thing so people have a chance. But the thing to keep in mind is when you go to the Northern Expressions store on Etsy, there is a version that has all the specialty stitches. But if you don't want to do the specialty stitches, she has another version that is just cross-stitch.
Right.
So you can participate and just do cross-stitch. But because the specialty stitches one is, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be 60% cross-stitch and then some specialty stitches. And then when I got the chart, it was like, yes, this thing is full of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what makes it really an interesting piece to do. And she did it on white. We're doing kind of challenging ourselves and doing it on black.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful on the white if you don't want to mess with a dark color.
Right.
And then Cindy's thinking about doing it on a purple.
I know.
Which I think will be fun.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I had that. Once I saw it, and Cindy started saying, "Oh, I'm going to do this," and I thought, "I have Black Swan. I think I have threads."
And you do. And I've been itching to use Black Swan for something, because I just really like this Black Swan. A Black Swan is a Sassy Jacks. Kim has them at Sassy Jacks. It's a fox and rabbit dyed linen. Fox and Rabbit, I have 40, Beth has 36 count. I don't know if I'm sure there's one more available, but Kim has it. I bought a fat half. Is that what I bought? Yeah, a fat half of 40 count, because I'm going to use it for other things. But so we're good. Go to the thing, and if you just want to do cross-stitch, there's a cross-stitch-only version. And if you and I'm excited about this. What my plan is, I'm working on this Gayan Rogers counted canvas piece, but I have another piece on my scroll bars, but I'm taking it off, and so I'm going to work on this and the Gayan Rogers one.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm excited.
Between the two.
Yeah, and I'm excited because we went back and forth about doing this on canvas or Congress cloth, but. And I was about ready to say, all right, I'm doing it on Congress cloth. But then I thought, you know, this is a fun challenge to do Jessica stitches. And what are all the stitches? I mean, it's a whole bunch of them. Do them on linen. I've never done them on linen.
So there's a
Rhodes. There's a Jessica triangle.
A diamond. There's Rice stitch.
Spratt's
Rhodes
head.
Teardrop. Upright ray. A bunch of Jessicas.
Yeah.
Bunch of different Jessicas. An eyelet, a crown stitch. What's a crown stitch?
There's some Bargello in here.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kind and a ton of beads. So as I thought about it, I thought this is, because normally you do those on a stiff canvas. What's that like? And what's the tension challenge doing it on linen?
And also the smaller counts, like, you know, the 36, 40 count, it's going to be a little bit more difficult, I think, in some ways to get those stitches to lay nice on a linen piece versus maybe doing it even on a 32.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's 9.
But you have to use more threads.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 9.5 by 14.75 on 40 count over 2. And on 28 count, it's 13.5 by 21.
Well, that's not bad.
No. But I just had a thought that if we're going to do these kinds of stitches, we need to have tight linen.
Maybe put them on stretcher bars. I've done that before.
I'm thinking slate frame.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
The slate frame. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that because I've been thinking about that, and I think that that's going to be the best option.
You're probably right because you really want it tight.
Tight.
It's
Oh, you want
easier.
it.
I've been working on something, a piece. It's a secret, but it has some specialty stitches in it, and I couldn't get the tension tight enough on my hoop at first. I was just trying to do it by hand, and I was whining to my son, and he goes, "Well, we do have screwdrivers, Mom." I was like, "I'm going to try to get up and find one." And so anyway, but with once I put the tension on it, it was much easier to do the specialty stitches because it opens those holes just enough, so it's easier to get that tension right with your stitches. So yeah, you're right. You're right. Probably put it, and with it being black linen, it'll be easier to see if it's tight. I know that sounds weird, maybe to people, but then you can see those holes a little better.
Opens it right up. So, yeah, I think a slate frame is going to be the way to go. If not, you're going to want to put it on good stretcher bars where you can stretch vertically and horizontally. So you're going to want to wrap some cord around the sides so you can pull the sides out, because you're going to want even tension to do these specialty stitches, or you'll struggle to get the tension right.
And it'll be so much easier to stitch once you do that pre-work. So much easier.
So yeah, so that's what's in my head. And keep in mind, it's a really cool design. So if you just want to do cross stitch, that there is a chart for that.
A lot simpler. And I'm not even sure. I know Cindy has received her beads. She went ahead and ordered those. And I am going to pull from my bead stash too, because I do have beads from when my son used to do beading, and I have all the beads left over from his beading days. And I was like, no, I am not, until I go through and make sure I don't have it. I have nothing that'll work, but I'll find something that'll
You'll
work.
find it.
There's got to
You'll
be
find it.
something. There's not that many beads. I mean, there's beads in there, but I can find something.
There's certainly a number of beads, whether they're all used extensively, but there's one, two, three, four, five, six different beads, and then three crystals.
But I think, the other thing to do too is, if you don't want to put beads in, is to find a Krynek or a rainbow gallery thread. Would work because you want the sparkle. That's what you're doing. You're adding sparkle.
And I was not going to worry about the beads till I got the stitching done, but now that the slate frame has entered the picture, I think you'd want to do the beads as you go.
Well, except they'll catch the thread as you stitch. Sometimes, when you throw your, it'll catch it, and then that's annoying. I always wait to bead last. I hardly ever put beads in as I go.
Well, either
It's always the
way.
last thing I do.
Probably smart. Probably smart. So if you're interested in doing that with us, and we'll do some videos, and so I'm anxious to do that one. I'm really anxious to do that one. So that's really cool.
That'll be fun.
And then the woolen needle, another one coming up, the floral runner.
Yay.
Beth and Cindy gave me this as a Christmas gift, the floral runner. And so this is wool applique. And Cindy has not done it, right?
No, I don't think she has.
You took the class, and
I took the class.
I don't know about Jennifer, but I've not done it. I've never done wool applique. So we're gonna do some videos with Beth and Jennifer, because Jennifer's done wool applique too. So we're gonna do some videos and work on this project. So it'll be a chance to see what wool applique is like, and But that is.
And see, digging through my stash.
Blooming
I found
Bungalow
this.
Pincushion.
By Sue Spargo.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have the kit. I don't have the threads, but, you know, I have the threads.
Yes.
So it was kind of silly to buy her threads when I have threads.
Mm-hmm. They're just not in that particular bag. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, no. And they might not match exactly what she calls for, but I'm sure I can find something that'll work.
Yes. So I was looking through the instructions for the Floral Runner, and it's not real clear. It wasn't real clear to me. I've never done it. When to cut out the pieces, when to put the backing on, whatever that's called.
The adhesive, you mean? The
The fusible.
I think she used the fusible. She uses like some sort of something light bond or something.
Heat and bond light. Yeah. So it wasn't all clear. So then we're going to do it. We'll have Jennifer and Beth offering advice and instruction as we do this. So if you want.
The interesting thing is that the woolen needle does it slightly differently than Sue Spargo. They both have slightly different methods. I talked to somebody else about that because one uses a little bit more adhesive, and there's reasons for that. And you just got to decide which works for you.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what Jennifer's take is on after taking that Sue Spargo classes with the wool applique.
Yeah. So we'll have Beth has done the woolen needle. Jennifer's done the Sue Spargo. So we'll have two different approaches to doing this. So it'll be educational in that light and then give you a choice. All right. I prefer the Sue Spargo approach to the woolen needle or vice versa. So, So that's coming up. So if you're interested, and this, you don't have to get the Floral Runner, okay? Just a wool applique kit. I mean, it's all going to be the same thing or close enough.
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar.
So get what you want, you know, get what you want. Woolen Needle, Sue Spargo. I'm sure there are others, but.
Lots. Yeah.
There's the
threads.
Pretty. Yeah.
That's a pretty thread pack.
Yeah, I like the Floral Runner. I was been going to get it, and I keep forgetting or don't get to it or whatever. So now I have it. Thank you very much.
Now you have it. You're welcome.
Yep. So that's another one. So we'll get going on that in a fairly short order. But if you want to, I've always wanted to try wool applique, just get a small kit. It doesn't have to be a big table runner. You know, just get a little thing like Beth has there. And
And there's like little circular, like they're called candle mats. Mm-hmm. I've done several of those. That's what I started with because I wasn't sure if I liked it. And they're lots of fun. And then if you really hate it, you've not invested that much money and you're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm never doing this again.
Yep. So we're going to have that as a we'll do some videos on that so you can learn how to do it because I'm anxious to learn how to do it because I want to do this runner. I think this runner is cool.
Yeah. And just Margaret's probably going to have a place for it.
Yeah, I showed her. Because when I opened the package, oh man, I was so excited when I opened the package. And then she's, what's that? And I said, well, it's this table runner. And yeah, she glommed right onto it immediate. Yeah. And I actually took the main wool piece out and laid it on the table so she could see about how big it would be. And it's perfect. So yeah.
It actually doesn't take that long. It won't, once you get started on it. It'll be a good stitch every day piece, actually, for when you are tired.
Mindless.
Because mindless. It really is. Some mindless stitching there.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Which and these colors are great. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are really nice. So,
those are pretty. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
Yep. Wonderfill Pearl Cotton. Yeah. So, yep.
Very good.
So that's what's coming up. So we have the weekend. We have the Tours de France, men and women. We have these two things, and I'm sure other things will come along.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. Another video that Beth and I are going to do coming up here. The people at Search Press have put us on their list for new needlework books. And I got to say, every time I get noticed that something's coming from Search Press, heartbeat a little bit faster. So several books. And so Beth and I are going to do a video and talk about these books because, you know, there's a limit to how many Sunday shows we can do. But one that we got, you know, trying not to put the microphone in the book. One that we got is the Royal School of Needlework, 200 Essential Embroidery Stitches.
Nice. Nice. I kind of did a quick flip through, but I think we need to do, I think we need to look into that because that's.
This thing here is six kinds of cool because it shows, it's like the stitch bank.
Yes. And I need to figure out how it's organized. That's what's interesting to me. Look at that.
That's cool. Because there's the pages have colored edges.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't studied it to see what those colored edges mean. Let's see.
Yeah.
Because there's basic stitches, outline and border, filling, shading, open and powdered filling stitches. I don't know what powdered filling stitches are. Edging stitches and embellishment stitches. So there's 200 of these things in this book. And so that's just one that we got, but that's a new one. Just came out from Search Press. So we're going to do a video, and we'll go through some of these books. So people who like having books, and we are two of those folks, we're going to, and we'll, a couple of them we'll get guests to talk about because they're interesting, but like this Royal School of Needlework, I mean, that we don't need a guest to to explain about that book. We can just, but I mean, this thing is.
It's heavy. It's big.
It's a big.
Mine's in the other room,
thing.
So.
It's 336 pages of hardbound stitches. I mean, that's, you know what it reminded me of? That the needlepoint book that everyone should have. Joe something.
We're having a horrible time today.
Christensen?
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't have that, the Needlepoint book by Joe Christensen, I'm pretty sure that's the right name, and you're doing Needlepoint, then you're lacking. You got to have that.
Right. Essential.
This one is, I would put in that class, you know, because, right. 200 stitches. And of course, the stitch bank at the Royal School of Needlework site is a free thing, and that has videos and everything. I mean, that is. Right. You should have that bookmarked, yeah.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. So other than that, we have nothing planned for 2025. We're just, you know, that's all we got.
Just nothing. Yep. Yeah, nothing. Nothing so, going on.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
So then for us, what are we going to do in 2025? What is your thinking? How are you going to start using your stash?
I am, but I'm using, I found that I wasn't using the XStitch app, which someone had suggested I downloaded, and I kind of put a few things in and I was ignoring it. And then I think Cindy Baldwin and I got together and she showed me how many things she has in hers. And I thought, I need to use mine. I need to utilize that. And so I'm organizing my stash. That's a big project this year. But the other thing is I've got to work on the casket. So
Ooh.
I started on the wings of my butterfly.
Look at you. Actual stitching on the casket. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the little detached pieces that'll go on the little narrow band that's wraps around the lid. So my goal is to get this done and the next section done. And I think I've been procrastinating because I am, of course, changing it. So I'm like, I'll just wait and I'll think about it. And I'm like, no, we're going to move forward on it. That's got to move forward.
Okay.
And I'm going to work on this Phoenix with you. And the other thing is, I pulled one of the biggest, I mean, I've had this forever. Angel of Love.
I saw you've been posting pictures of that. That's a lavender and lace design.
Yes. And I've had it forever. I think I bought it when it came out or soon after it came out. And I was going to stitch it for my mother, who's 90. She's not getting it now. I'm not allowed to send her anything. I was told by my sisters I am not allowed to send her anything. So
Okay.
I'm going to stitch it for me.
Yep.
So, but this is, I mean, I've had it for, and I thought about it. I thought, do I really want to stitch this? Do I want it on my wall? And I thought, yeah, I do. I want to stitch it and I want it on my wall.
Yeah.
I don't, most of those little pretty girl things, I don't really care for.
Yeah.
But that one, I know where I want to hang it. She's got a beautiful beaded dress, and I've thought, I could change that to gold work.
Oh.
Put
Yes.
little gold chips in there instead of the
Yeah.
beads. It's the same thing, except it's gold. So,
Yeah, sure. Well, that'll be fun. Yeah.
anyway, and then, but we were talking, we have stuff. So I have gold work. I have white work. I have surface embroidery. I have crewel. What's another? We have samplers cross stitch with specialty stitches. Needlepoint and counted. I want to touch all of it this year. That's my goal, to touch it all.
Well, there you go.
I mean, we have it. We have all that, and I want to stitch it.
So get after it.
Right.
Well, same for me. Same for me. I've got so many things that I've purchased that I want to, and here we go buying another needle, the Phoenix thing, another new one. But I want to get some of these that I bought and wanted to get to and just never have. And now that I'm retired and it's stitching and cycling all year long. So, might as well get after it. So.
Right. And I wondered, I think your work made you have, you had so many deadlines with your work. That's why you didn't have maybe goals with your stitching. But I wonder if that'll change as you retire. As your retirement goes on, you might say, well, I want to work on this piece for so long before I move on to another piece. Or I want to get a counted piece done before I start a new project, or
Could be.
not.
Could be. Right now I'm going to focus on stitching every day. And do that so it gets to be a habit. That's kind of my goal. You got to do it so many times before it becomes a habit. I'm going to try
Think
and
it's
get,
45.
is that what it is, 45? Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking at is, all right, let me do this so it gets to be a habit. So every day it's in my head. All right, I got to find 15 minutes to sit down and stitch. That to me is really the goal now, and then let's see how this evolves. Because those high-end samplers that we bought from
Exemplar.
Exemplar, I want to do one of those. I want to get going. And actually, that was my next priority till this Phoenix thing came along, because I want to dig into something that is complex. That, yeah.
Yeah. Phoenix one is, I think it's the colors that drew me. And then I didn't even realize it had so many specialty stitches. I was just looking at the colors, but yeah.
Well, I liked it for the colors and I liked it to do on the Black Swan. But then when I saw the chart, it was like, all right, let's go. Let's go. This is cool.
Yeah. But you're right. I was before we got on, I was going through and putting things into my ExtraJab. I know people use Excel, but I not that techie. Anyway, and I was looking at those charts. We have Jane Turner. I have Marguerite Lucal, and that one's a really complicated one. I think I've got the pineapple one. There's one with pineapple.
I think so. We bought a couple the same, and then we each bought one or two that were what we wanted, different.
Right, a little different.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. And they're not, they are complicated. They're not holding your hands charts. They expect you to be able to read the chart.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
It'll be a challenge.
Yeah. But first the Phoenix one, mm-hmm. And I want to get this Gay Ann Rogers one, Lady Mary's geometric. Already made a significant error, and I'm just about done correcting it here, and then get going. But I did one of those. I know basting. I know. I counted so many times when I fixed it. I counted so many times. I got it now, and I'm sitting there going baste.
I normally do not baste. You have to understand, I don't like to do it. But.
Yep. Well, this was a classic example. If I'd basted, I would not have had to tear it out and do it again. Yep. So, yeah. Ugh. But I want to get that done.
Hers are gorgeous. And that was the other thing. I cleaning some of my stash. I was like, what's in this bag? You know, I open it up. It's the two, what are those? We had the four hearts.
Oh, yeah. The Americas something or other. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. The song.
Purple Mountains Majesty. Purple Mountain. It was America, wasn't it? The song America. And she has from the lyrics, I think it was. Yeah.
Right. I have two done.
Do you?
Where are the other two?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
You literally don't know?
I don't know. They're somewhere down there, but they're not with the two that are done.
Because we both have all four of them.
Right.
Yeah. I know where mine are at. They're all together. I know they are.
Yeah, mine are. Obviously are not. And so that's.
Yeah. But I have, speaking of Gay Ann Rogers, I mean, I have a good handful of them, not as many as you, but that Tudor Rose. I have one or two. That's not the right name, but.
Echoes of Elizabeth.
Yes. That.
Yeah, and in fact, I know Kim has it too now. Has least one version of it.
Mm-hmm. Because those are
beautiful. So maybe we should have a little stitch along. You can't buy the kits. You can't buy them. But they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing I found. Oh, Betsy Morgan.
Oh.
Elizabethan etui.
Mm-hmm.
That casket that's on Willing Hands, which Kim does have that book.
Yep. Yeah. And then what was the white work, the Gay Ann Rogers white work one?
Drawn Thread Sampler.
Yeah, that's another one I have. Yeah.
I finished that one.
I know. Well, that's why I have it, because you finished it and I saw it and I got to have it. Yeah.
It's not framed. It's sitting in the basement. In fact, I found out I didn't put my initials on one of them.
Ooh.
Or the date I stitched it or anything. Mm. It's done, though.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, okay, so, and here we are now. A long list of things, and we're already at an hour. So we got to wrap up. So we got a bunch of things going already in January that will definitely carry us well into the year. And several of them you can join in on. Yeah, the Gay Ann Rogers ones, those unfortunately you can't, because when she has her sale, you buy the stuff or it's not available otherwise.
Right. Our secondary market, which is, yeah.
Yeah. But I've got a good handful of her stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard to resist. Yeah.
It is.
So. All right, that's going to be it. Get wetalkfiber.com/weekend. Get registered. February 18 is the last day for to take advantage of the room rate. But get yourself registered. Join us. Really hoping that our Wednesday crowd, our Stitch Hour crowd, I'm hoping several people from that crowd can join us, because we talk every week, and it'd be really great to meet you folks.
Yeah, meet some of them. Meet people that we chat with all week.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Be great. So, yeah, get yourself registered. WeTalkFiber.com/weekend. Get signed up, and it's easy to do. And the classes are built in. They're built into the cost, so you're not paying extra for classes other than that $10 kit if you do the Jeanette Tombaugh thing. And that's just to, so she's not giving up materials. She's got to at least cover the cost of her materials. And you got to do a little stitching for Kim, but you probably already have something stitched that you'd like to have finished. Right. So, yeah, there it is. All right, that's it. Sunday is Kevin Lustig. You're going to want to check that out. Really fascinating stuff. Next week, then, we will have a Stitch Hour live show and more of this stuff. And next week, we didn't get to rulers. We all got rulers out. We're going to talk about rulers in this show, but we ran out of time. But on the live show, then that's going to be a priority item is all kinds of measuring devices that we use. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.